Welcome to the Saved Man Podcast, stories of salvation in 15 minutes or less. My name is John Weston, and for nearly 45 years, I was lost in the world of addictions and degradation until I was found and saved by Jesus Christ in 2009. Now I share stories of my life BC, before Christ, not to tell tales of lostness, but to prove that salvation is available to all that are willing to claim it, and that Jesus can meet you right where you are today. Today I want to share a story from a time when I quit ironworking and went back to working as a chef in a busy restaurant in Olympia, Washington. It was a time when my addictions were out of control, and once again, I was trying to quit everything cold turkey. This story happened one Friday night when things were just crazy. It was busy that Friday night, and the restaurant had been full since the doors had opened at 4. The heat in this tight galley kitchen was intense, and tempers were flaring among the kitchen staff and waitresses. But as usual, the worst thing was that our head chef was barking out orders and not making matters any better. This night, he was especially on my case. There were a lot of sauté orders stacking up, and as Saucier, the chef in charge of sauces and sautéed items, I was behind. Usually, these kind of nights were what I lived for. But now, it was a night where I just wasn't in the mood for it. And I wasn't about to put up with this guy's giving me the guff. The real reason, I think, was that I was jonesing. It had been a week since I had snorted any meth or even had a drink. Once again, yeah, I was trying to kick everything cold turkey. And man, right now it wasn't working. My AA sponsor had told me the night before that this was a critical point in my recovery. Like I didn't know that. How many times had I heard that? How many different AA sponsors? Why did I think that this time would be any different? I really knew what I needed, and it really wasn't another AA meeting or another sponsor to talk to. I just needed a long, cold whiskey and coke, and maybe an eight ball of speed. And all I could think of at this moment was how many hours till I could get out of this place. My heart was racing, my head was hurting, and I really just at that moment wanted to kill my boss. And then it happened. An order came through for sautéed chicken livers. Now I had sautéed enough chicken livers to clear out more than a few hen houses. But for some reason, I had had it. This was it. The boss was there. He was yelling across the room at me. And I don't know, maybe it was my Jones or whatever the heat. But I exploded, man. I grabbed a hold of a sauté pan. I think I was going to throttle this guy. I don't know. But then something weirder happened. Peace. You know, not total tranquility or some psychobabble, but a moment in the midst of all my anger, all my junk. For just a moment, I felt and saw something different. It stopped me. For years, I couldn't explain that moment. But I'll tell you what. I know now that I was given a glimpse of something that I call grace. Grace that surpasses all understanding. Grace that it was totally undeserved. It stopped me. and it returned me to my station. I finished my shift. Has it happened to you? Have you been in some situation where you could do something that would ruin your life and something stops you? Have you ever thought about what turned you away from that disaster? I'm sure it didn't happen anyway like what I just described in my life. Maybe it was something like you were guided to take a turn or a different route than you normally take on your way to work, only to find that you've avoided a severe accident. For a moment, you get a glimpse of something probably has happened 100 times in your life. Trivial things that you've called coincidence or luck. But think about this. What if instead it was the hand of God? What if there are no coincidences? There is no such thing as luck. There is only God's grace and God's mercy. If you can believe this, if you can get a hold of this, I'm telling you, it can change your life. I only say it because I know it has mine. No, it certainly didn't do it at the time I'm describing. That night, I went out and I got drunk and I went back to drugging and even worse things were in store for me. And there were several more times where I would look back and see God's grace and how he saved me and how his mercy would uphold me. So I guess you could ask me, what took you so long? Why, if God revealed himself to you so many times in so many ways, didn't it change you sooner? And I'd be perfectly honest, I don't have an answer for that. I can only say that he let me live long enough to know it as the truth, and to share it. And in my mind, that's his grace too, and his mercy. So then, why am I sharing with you this thing today? And that one I can answer. I don't want anyone here listening to me to wait. I don't think that you need to go 45 years or go through all the stuff I went through. All you got to do today is start looking at things in a different way. And to test what I'm saying, to see if it's true. I ask you to do this one thing to start with, to go to God's Word, to the Bible, and look for the letter of 2 Corinthians in the New Testament. And find chapter 12 and verse 9. And see if you can wrap your mind around what Paul is saying when he is speaking of the power of God. He says this, my grace, and he's talking about God. God's grace is sufficient for you. My power, his power, God's power, is made perfect in weakness. Get a hold of that. It's made perfect in weakness. So then Paul says, therefore, I will boast more gladly in my weakness, in his weakness, in our weakness. We can know that our weakness, that we can look at it and know that as we have it, God's power is made great in it. And when we do this, the verse finishes, if we can do it, therefore Christ's power will rest on me. You get this whole different outlook. You get a whole different range of what power is all about. Of what the idea of things that are happening and how you can claim them and how you can look at them. God's grace is sufficient. even when you're not aware that he is giving it to you freely. God's mercy is eternal. And it's there even when you or I don't claim it. That's why I no longer believe in coincidence or luck. And man, that's a tough thing for me because I also was a big gambler and I thought luck was something big. The thing is, I do know that he has saved me for a day such as this. I will need that grace today. I will need that mercy. Even as I share with you right now, I need both of them. Because I too still struggle with the world as it is. But if you can look at it and believe and listen to what I'm telling you and think maybe this is time for me to look at life in a different way. He's willing right now to give you that grace, to give you his mercy. That he is that loving, no matter what we're doing. We don't make God do anything. He is ready to give it to us this day, this moment. And you know what? Like I used to say, if you're willing to look at that today, man, it really is your lucky day. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Saved Man Podcast. Stories of salvation in 15 minutes or less. I also want to invite you to my webpage, my-lostandfound.net. Yes, that's my-lostandfound.net. There you will find podcasts and hundreds of blogs, all stories of recovery and salvation. And I hope you will join me for the next episode, the Saved Man Podcast. Stories of salvation in 15 minutes or less. Until we meet again, blessings and love in Jesus Christ.